Test 63, Section 3, Question 1. And here it's asking for the role that the point that they spent $500,000 relocating knee level switches. How does that function? And it says, in last week's wreck involving one of their engines, they lost control of the train when knee accidentally struck a fuel shutdown switch. So lost control when it hit the switch with its knee. ACME claims that it's not liable because it never realized that the knee level switches were a safety hazard. It's like, we're not liable because we didn't know. When asked why it relocated knee level switches in its newer locomotives, ACME said engineers had complained that they were simply inconvenient. So ACME said, engineers didn't like where they were. However, it's unlikely that ACME would have spent the $500,000 it took to relocate switches in the newer locomotives merely because of inconvenience. So it's saying they probably wouldn't have spent $500,000 to relocate something for convenience. Thus, ACME engines should be held liable. Okay, so the conclusion of it is that ACME should be held liable. And the way that the argument works is it's saying, well, they probably knew that it was a problem because if they didn't know that it was a problem, they wouldn't have switched the location. And so basically the fact that they spent $500,000, it disputes their claim that they didn't know or that they switched it just because of convenience. So, proof that the engineer is not at all responsible, it's not about whether the engineer is or isn't. A reason for believing the wreck would have occurred even if they had remodeled, it doesn't really tell us anything about whether it would have occurred. An explanation of why it occurred, that's not the point. Evidence that knee-level switches are not, in fact, hazardous? No, that's really bad, too. And then an indication that ACME engines had been aware of the potential dangers, and that's going to be our correct answer. That's the point, is that they must have known, otherwise they wouldn't have spent a lot of money to fix it. And so, therefore, E is our best response.